This I Believe. Dr. Roy Garland Boger is the director of the Amarillo Center of West Texas State College. For the past 40 years, he has devoted his efforts to higher education. He has also been active in the Methodist Church, where he taught a men's Sunday school class for the past 10 years. Here now is the creed of Roy Boger.
On the wall of my study hangs a photograph of three people. The figures are those of a B-17 ex-pilot, a young French matron, and her handsome 5-year-old son. When the photograph was taken, Jack and his mother had just arrived from France. The mother was to marry my son, the ex-pilot, the following Sunday. Jack, or Jackie as his mother calls him, is studying his father-to-be with a look that bespeaks questioning, wonderment, and even distrust. He had never known his own father and had been with women almost exclusively. His hometown, Lyon, France, was frequently bombed by the Germans. So many factors capable of producing fear and insecurity. Some 2 years passed. Never father loved son more than this new dad loved the little French boy. And the lad returned the devotion more fervently and more easily than any other child I have ever known. He was attending a church vacation school, and the teacher was getting each little boy to tell of his ambition. "And what do you want to be, Jackie, when you grow up?" Proudly and emphatically replied Jackie, "I want to be a daddy." True to its nature, the law of love had made a new boy. No more was there questioning, wonderment, or distrust, not only about his daddy, but about people in general. This I believe, love is the greatest thing. And most of the time, unselfish love will be repaid by loss of tension and with more love. Love must be shown, however, and it must be expressed. Hate and fear do the greatest damage to the person who hates and fears. So we have stomach ulcers and people who are emotionally upset. Love does the opposite to the lover who is healthy and happy. In the several towns where I have taught, it has been said that I have had an unusually large number of friends. If this be true, it is because it is love being returned. I have never hated anyone. I have always received love. For 35 years, my wife and I have been complimented as a perfectly married couple. We have worked hard and have lived on very small salaries, but we have loved each other devotedly. Our children love us as we have always loved them. So goes the circle of love. I believe fervently in God, my Father, and the best I can explain His love for us men is to compare our love for our children to God's love for us, and then to multiply this understanding as time is multiplied to become infinity. But love is not a possession merely for youth. It is just as necessary to the middle-aged and the older person. Men need it just as much or more as do the other members of the family. And we need it nationally and internationally more than all else. When love is gone from us here on earth, the greatest comfort left is divine love. Yet love must be nourished and cultivated day by day, else it will wither like the body of one physically ill. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
That was Roy Garland Boger, an educator in Amarillo, Texas. He has found that warm and intelligent interpersonal relations are vital to a well-functioning unit in his work and in his home.